Hi, I'm Vivian Goodman, WKSU News, with today's Quick Bite. Peace Corps service in a remote South American village has inspired an Akron man to launch a food business. He imports tropical fruit that grows wild in the Amazon rainforest to production facilities in Akron. There, workers with developmental disabilities turn it into fruit leather snacks. Evan Delahanty says making fruit leather with acai pulp from the Amazon combined with fruits grown in the Akron area is a relatively simple process.
We just mix them together, and then we pour it onto a tray and put it in the dehydrator. And then when you pull it out, it looks like this. I have had some people compare it to roof tar, just when they see it for the first time.
With what looks like a pizza slicer, he cuts the dried pulp into strips for packaging. Evan Delahanty is a man on a mission. He wants everyone to taste acai, the tropical treat he enjoyed in Suriname, and he wants to keep helping the people he worked with there as a Peace Corps Community Economic Development Specialist.
I had a great experience there.
He arrived in the smallest country in South America in 2011 and spent 3 months in a training camp in the capital city.
And then I lived for 2 years in a small indigenous village there, literally in smack dab in the middle of the Amazon rainforest.
It couldn't have been more isolated.
The only way in or out is by canoe or a helicopter, if you happen to have one.
Living conditions may have been primitive, but Delahanty loved the food.
The nice thing about the rainforest, obviously, is that the food grows on trees in a lot of cases, and they are experts at knowing what is tasty and what's in season, what's appropriate.
He learned about acai from the villagers he lived and worked with.
Indigenous folks are huge snackers. You know, you're out working deep in the jungle, take a pause and, oh, there's a mango tree. Let's just knock off a couple of mangoes.
But the snack he loved best in Suriname was acai. His first taste was the juice of the berry sweetened with cane sugar.
You'll dip yesterday's stale bread in the sugared juice. That was my first exposure to it, which got me hooked right away.
The acai berry grows on tall, slender palms and looks like a small grape. It has fewer antioxidants than grapes, but more than oranges. And it's relatively high in protein, fiber, and omega fatty acids. But the FDA says there's no scientific proof of health benefits, and Delahanty makes no health claims.
In terms of some magical Amazonian cure for weight loss, unfortunately, we'll have to keep looking for that one.
Acai might not be a superfood, but Delahanty saw soon after he started his Peace Corps service that the wild forage berries could be the basis of a super business.
I wanted to start a company that focused on those things that just grow naturally and are already wonderful, healthy, and delicious.
Delahanty explored the possibilities in his time off from helping villagers make improvements to their infrastructure and economy.
I started talking to locals that were involved with making acai snacks and making acai juices and even just would harvest acai and give me some in the village because it was delicious.
He paid attention to his taste buds, but listened mostly to his heart. He wanted to keep helping the people of the Amazon rainforest when his Peace Corps mission was over. And he saw that a business based on wild harvested fruit could provide sustainable economic development that respects the local culture.
They don't have to cut down the trees and then plant something or let someone else come in and cut them down. It's just what grows there naturally, so they don't have to change their way of life.
Delahanty established Peaceful Fruits in 2013. About 3 months after coming home to Akron, his father, Michael, a retired Akron doctor, was his key consultant.
We were brainstorming about it, and I guess I came up with the idea of fruit leather.
Initially, Delahanty made the snacks himself at community kitchens in Cleveland and Akron, but he couldn't keep up.
And I was so excited when I found that Hattie Larlem was opening up a food production center.
Zach Reinberger manages Hattie's Hub.
The product here is primarily made and packaged by the people that work in our programs at Hattie Larlem's, individuals with developmental disabilities. It's all in the realm of a training program to help prepare people for jobs in food service and food production.
Reinberger says Peaceful Fruits is a good fit.
His mission's a lot the same as ours. He wants to try to keep things sustainable. He wants to try to empower people.
Hattie's Hub employee Catherine Howe seals 3x5-inch packages of Delahanty's fruit leather in biodegradable, certified compostable bags. Do you like working with food, Catherine?
Yes, I've been doing it for a year.
As for Peaceful Fruits founder Evan Delahanty, this is his first time working with food.
I'm definitely not a chef or even a great connoisseur of foods. I started this business wanting to be still tied into the social and economic development for the people there in the Amazon.
While running his business, he's keeping his day job.
I am a martial arts instructor at World Champion Martial Arts, where I do sell my snacks as well, and they're a great customer. The kids love it there.
Peaceful Fruits are also available on Amazon and Akron area food stores. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.